Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who has done many things in her congregation, from leadership to secondary education to retreat work, and is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters. Her preaching today is entitled, So Help Me God.
A reading from the Good News according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept testimony from a human being, but I say this so that you may be saved. John was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Testify. Testimony. In this short text from John, we hear these words repeated four times. What does it mean to testify or give testimony? We hear these words a lot in our society. They're often used in reference to the law in a formal courtroom setting. It's about witnessing, isn't it? An individual swears on a Bible that he or she will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Testimony is a religious act, even if it doesn't happen in church. It is a religious act because God is truth. And to align oneself with the power of God is literally a matter of life and death. Genuine, honest testimony is an act of courage. A statement that we will put ourselves on the line for what we say or what we do. It's a type of faith that cultivates courage, resilience, and a readiness to share one's truth with others. The power of testimony is real. The courage it takes to share your whole truth with your whole heart fosters connections with others and builds a better world. As we all know, testimony doesn't just happen in the courtroom. It happens every day in our lives. It happens in the classroom and in the kitchen and in the bank. It happens on social media and everywhere and in every way that people interact. It's about trust. It's about counting on another person or group of people to tell the truth, a truth that can heal our broken world. In these days of the proliferation of what is coming to be called fake news, we long more than ever for the crisp, clean taste of what is true and real and good. What does it mean to you to testify? To what do we testify? How? Why? Jesus tells us that his works testify that he was sent by God. Now we are his presence in the world. We have been given his spirit, and it's our turn. Does what we say and do testify that we have been sent by God as well?